This is Napkin Scribbles, a podcast by Arthur and Professor Leonard Sweet. Today's Napkin Scribble is sponsored by Portland Seminary of George Fox University. For more information, join them on the web at portlandseminary.org. Now here's Leonard Sweet.
Welcome to this latest installation of Napkin Scribbles, and we are now up to the U in the Jesus Primer for a Common Humanity. The U I have chosen is a Hosa, Zulu, Swazi, part of the Bantu language, word Ubuntu. U-B-U-N-T-U, Ubuntu. Ubuntu is a quality a person possesses that is based on relationship with other people. In other words, it's at heart a relational word. Now, the incarnation, God with us, the middle name of God here is with. And this is we have a relational religion. The withness is the ultimate in a witness. So this is so important for us to get this word, Ubuntu. The African philosophy is built on the notion that the self is found in selflessness, that acting in ways that benefit others is the path to beauty, goodness, and truth. There are other words that express this philosophy in sub-Saharan African cultures and languages, but Ubuntu is the most familiar. Literally, Ubuntu means I am because we are. In other words, we become persons. We become me through other people. The quest to be yourself is inseparable from the quest to be ourselves. Or as I put it in a book, my Me We book, it takes a we to make a me. I can't be me without we. You can't have selfies without usies. I don't know. And maybe it's time to embrace the depth and reality of this Ubuntu connectedness and interdependence, and to learn from Africa. To be truly human is to be a member of a community, a participatory, not predatory, part of a community. That phrase, he's only harming himself, is impossible. When you harm yourself, you harm everybody. In Ubuntu spirituality, there is a great sense of the great cloud of witnesses whereby ancestors are part of the family. In some places, even to the point of ancestor worship. But they're given a vote. They're given a vote in decisions that are made because they're part of that we. Everyone has a DMN, a default mode network, which some neuroscientists call the me network. Followers of Jesus have a DMN that is less a me network than a me we network or an Ubuntu network. The language of other. Everybody loves, oh, we got to talk about the others. We got to think about the others. I don't like that. There is no other. There's only one another. Once you give in to the category of other, you've given it up. You've given up a Jesus theology. Because one another, a word which exists in Greek as literally one word, allelon, one another, and are reminding us that the problems of the world require a new kind of human, not one that goes around othering, pointing out the others. Oh, there's an other, and scolding others for not embracing othering, but goes around one anothering. We are all part of the same fabric and fiber of life. In the words of Oliver Clement, genuine Christian life is an imitation of the Trinity, just as there is one God in three persons. So in Christ, we are all members of one another, members one of another. There is, and we are called to become, a single human in a multitude of persons. In many ways, the battle of the universe is between Ubuntu versus ungratefulness. Wasn't it Dostoevsky who defined a human as the ungrateful biped? Ubuntu humans are the most ignorant persons you will ever meet in one subject. They are totally unschooled in the ways and means of egotism and hubris. All ego journeys are a trip to nowhere. Ungratefulness and egoism are kindred spirits. This idea, I am because I am self-made, I am independent, I am not beholden on anyone. In egoism, we become persons by being independent of other persons. Ungratefulness has brought us to the edge of civilization and ecological collapse. We must be more than an aggregation of I's. For a we, not just to be a mass or mob, it must be more than an amplified amalgamation of me's, but a transmutation of me into something greater than the sum of its parts. One for all, and one for all. All for one, and one for all. All in the one, and one in the all. Our shared humanity makes demands on each one of us, or what used to be called, when I was growing up, a burden. You felt a burden. Ubuntu makes us feel burdened for humanity. And these burdens for others are not burdensome, but blessings. In carrying each other's burdens, our own burdens become lighter. And they are lifted by others. You can only unite a community around love of someone or a burden for something bigger than themselves. A community united around a common love of each other is a clan. Community is not an end in itself. If it were, a KKK celebration of its 100th lynching or a Nazi dinner celebrating its 1 millionth gassing would qualify. A community of Jesus humans is a weird community because it's more than a social club. It exists for the people who aren't there. It exists for one another and all others. Togetherness is not the telos of the church. It has a mission that is outside itself, an earnest of an eternal kingdom. It is Christ become flesh, corporal Christ. The church is Jesus in his corporal form. For Paul, the church less provides Jesus with a physical agency for acting than an expression of the organic nature of community as the body of Christ, where the focus is on its corporal nature more than on its ability to act on behalf of Jesus. Two words create the most beautiful crystals in existence: love and gratitude. Literally. You know, words create crystals. These are the most beautiful ones. Love and gratitude. They need to be put together to produce the beauty of a common humanity. We're 70% water. The planet is 70% water. The metaphors and words we use shape the crystals of water. Words like beauty, truth, goodness, harmony, resonance, rapture produce elegant crystals, while words like hate, despair, depression, dislike produce deformed and malformed crystals. Or as Jesus put it, as you think in your heart, so you are. We create the world in which we live by the words we use, the stories we live by, the metaphors we take to heart. It doesn't matter what language these words are spoken in. So it has nothing to do with vibrations. It's the meaning behind the words that produces well-formed and attractive crystals. He's only harming himself is impossible and should never be said. When you think you're only harming yourself with your behavior and beliefs, you're harming everyone who loves you, everyone around you. We're all connected in ways beyond measure or imagining. Now, community cannot subsume the person, but the person cannot suborn the community. The human is the opposite of the hive. True community is the opposite of the collective and its wolf pack dynamics. When everyone around you is thinking the same, sounding the same, mouthing the same pet praises, and brandishing the same cliches, hive has arrived. Jesus is not calling for church union or even praying for harmony among his disciples. Jesus is portraying the ideal relationship between humanity and God as the same as between him and his Father. I pray that they will all be one, just as you and I are one, as you are in me, Father, and I am in you. And may they be in us so that the world will believe you sent me. The union of the divine and the human is possible, even though the divine is a separate category from the human. Let him alone. Some of the harshest words ever spoken in the Bible. Let him alone. If you want to be alone, you can be alone. God will let you alone. But alone is not human life. Unless it's in solitude, and even in solitude, you take the community with you. You don't go in by yourself. And by the way, God will not let you alone or let you be alone for long. For God seeks us in our hiding places and calls us out to be Ubuntu humans.
Thank you for listening to Napkin Scribbles. This episode contains notes and thoughts from Jesus Human, Primer for Common Humanity, Dr. Leonard Sweet's latest book, which can be found on Amazon.com. Remember, Napkin Scribbles is brought to you by Portland Seminary of George Fox University. For more information, join them on the web at portlandseminary.org. For Arthur and Professor Leonard Sweet, happy scratching and scribbling.